One student attended a women's tennis meeting while 20 took part in a different meeting for softball. The university is not hosting these meetings by choice. A federal judge ordered them to comply with Title IX requirements after Eastern eliminated four sports teams in March to save $2.4 million. That included tennis and softball. Jeff Larkham is a spokesperson for the university.
Some athletes would have gone on to other schools, competed other sports. Others may have their life situations may have evolved, so we're obviously not at the same point we were before.
Lori Bullock is the attorney representing the two female students who filed the lawsuit against Eastern.
Tennis, right now, they have posted a coach position, and what we're hoping is that they will be able to bring back tennis this year.
A status conference has been scheduled with a federal judge next week to provide an update on where both parties stand. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.